Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. Percy was not going to listen to Annabeth or Grover. He won't let them be behind. He won't leave them behind. So he handed Annabeth and Grover each a pearl and asked them to stamp them under their feet. And he took one to himself. Hades was confused. He thought that Percy did not want his mother. He says goodbye to the glowing image of his mother. He also said that he will come to save her after sorting out. He will come to save her after sorting out the problems. Then, as the skeletal warriors came to attack them, they stood on the pearl and the pearl broke. At first, nothing happened and Hades started to laugh. But then suddenly, each of them was in a personal bubble. Then, the warriors threw spears and arrows to them, but the bubbles kept them safe. They were taken into Santa Monica Bay. And in a distance, they could see LA on fire. Percy understands that today is the morning of his deadline. Today was summer solstice. And he had to return the ball to Zeus. But before that, he had to kill his jerk relative. He soon finds out that he did not have to wait for long. He saw Ares waiting them in his motorbike. Percy goes straight up to Ares and tells him that Ares was the one who stole the master bolt and the helm of darkness. Then Ares says that, yes, it was me, but since gods could not steal the weapon of each other's symbol, I used someone, and he was not going to say who it was. He tells Percy that he messed up his battle strategy plan. He thought Hades would kill Percy and Poseidon would get angry at Hades. And Zeus, still not having the master bolt, will find out that Hades has the bolt. So the three of them will be into a full-fledged war. And while that time, Ares would be having Hades' helm of darkness. The backpack Ares gave to Percy was enchanted. Just like the pen that returned to Percy's pocket, the master bolt was also like that. When he entered the underworld, it would also follow him. Then Ares looked like he was listening to another voice. He seemed a bit distracted. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.